This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Don't visit them, and you don't allow them to come to you. So what is your taqwa? Taqwa is not salat, behind the iman only. Yes, it's part of taqwa to come to the masjid. But for Allah, he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. Another form of taqwa is to bend the relationship, mend it, fix it. And we're going to see what does that mean. So, here is the first ayah. Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. Avoid severing the bonds. Don't do that. Al-Arham. Al-Arham. The second ayah is Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Muhammad, verse 22, 23, two verses. In Surah Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ How about if you start committing mischief on earth, committing mischief, corruption, harming, oppression, killing, whatever, specifically, you steal the bonds. You don't want to be your auntie anymore. You don't want to go to your uncle. And you don't allow that to come. Or your brother, or your sister, or somebody, subhanAllah, like it's happening to the Muslim Ummah. Why do you think the Ummah is weak? Why do you think the Muslim Ummah is weak today? Simply because the Muslim family is weak. Look at the Muslim family. The brother doesn't visit his brother. The sister doesn't talk to her sister anymore. And for what? For dunya, subhanAllah, not even for valid reasons. Is this Islam, my brothers and sisters? And we call ourselves Muslims. Or I'm the taqwa. We come to the masjid, we pray, we make dua behind the imam, but we still don't find forgiveness in our hearts to people who may have wronged us for a reason or not. We will see that. I'm starting just with the verses. Then we go to the hadith, then we go to the aqwal of ulama. Allah said, أولئك الذين لعنهم الله. الله أكبر. What? I didn't understand. Again. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله. Those are the people Allah has given لعنة. What? I might be under the لعنة of God, of Allah. الذين يعبدون. I come into the masjid. Allah said, if you see in your homes with the family, you are under la'nah. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. He made them deaf and he made them blind. Here, not really deaf, they don't hear. They cannot hear the truth. They cannot listen anymore. They hear khutbah, they hear the dars, they hear their elders say, you know, my son, go ask your sister for forgiveness, brother, but still they cannot hear, they cannot see. No more. Ta'ala. Ha. Halas. Feel. For what? This is happening a lot, my brothers and sisters, in the Muslim family. And that is ha. So now, inshallah, tonight, the idea is, as soon as we leave from here, whoever has a problem with Muslim, brother or sister or uncle or father or mother or son, call and say, why? He might not wake up in the morning. You may not wake up in the morning. Then what? La'na. You want to go to Allah and why he's angry? You continue. Continue the way you are. You must find that humility to Allah. It's okay. Salam. Send a message. Send a message. Send a WhatsApp. Send an email. But leave your conscience and say, Ya Rabbi, at least I did my best. So that's second ayah. The first ayah surah An-Nisa, the second ayah surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third ayah, surah Ar-Ra'd, thunder, surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 20 and 21. What did Allah say about those who see the bomb? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. In Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah is talking about the qualities of people who enter Jannah. May Allah make me and you amongst them. Say Ameen. The people who will enter Jannah, they have the following characteristics. Number one, yufuna bi'ahdillah. Those who fulfill their pledges to Allah. If you promise Allah something, do it. And ahdullah huwa al-islam. Generally speaking, salah, siyam, zakat, hajj, whatever Allah commanded you, do your ready. Wala yaquduna al-nikah. There is a nikah, there is a contract between you and Allah. For who forgot? All of us forget. When we were in Arab al-Arwah, before Allah created us in this form, your soul in your body, the soul of his brother in his body, my soul in my body. When we were in Arab al-Arwah, Allah took from us a nikah, covenant. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah mentions this. That Allah has taken a covenant from Bani Adam. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? We all said then, Bala, indeed, O Allah, you are our Lord. We're going to worship you. But when he sent us to earth in this form, we forget. Why we forget? Because Shaitan is after us. Because we are after the dunya. We are after English Premier League. We are after Korean movies, Indonesian movies, Hollywood. You want to know who's going to take the championship this year of Britain or English? You are Malays. You are not British. So why do you worry about who's going to win the championship? This is what some youth are talking about. It's not just you, no? It's not just you. Not to blame anybody. This is the topic. Who's going to win? This team or that team? But no one is talking about Palestine, Syria, Iraq. We just consume the news. That's all. No one. No, my brothers and sisters. We are worried about the dunya education of our children, and we are not worried about the Islamic education of our children. We are ready to do everything so that they become doctors and engineers, but we are not ready to do anything so that they go to Jannah. So, the second most important, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصِلُ. And those who join in their relationship with one another. Family, you visit your relatives for Allah's sake. And you allow them to visit you and you welcome them. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. That they fear their Lord and they are so afraid of the danger. These are the people who will enter Jannah. So, Allah Azza wa Jalla made Silat al-Arham before his fear. Because what makes me fear Allah? The sign that I fear Allah, what is it? I still go to my cousin who did not come and visit me. Because simply there is a blood between us. There is a womb that joined us. The womb of the grandmother. So this is Surah Al-Ra'd. So Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Muhammad, Surah Al-Ra'd. The fourth Surah that talks about Surah Al-Muhammad is Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. I go bit by bit. Sharia. With the Quran, by the Quran, Allah misguides so many people. Misguides. With the Quran, many people are misguided. What does that mean? When the ayah is recited to you, when the Quran has come to you, and you don't want to follow, Allah Azza wa Jalla will turn your heart away from Quran. That's it. He doesn't need you. Remember, Allah doesn't need us. We need Him. When an ayah, a clear ayah says that something is haram, and you still do it, and keep doing it, Allah Azza wa Jalla at the end, let you go. Because you refuse hidayah. So you live with him kathira. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. And Allah guides with the Quran so many people. Alhamdulillah, many people, the moment they start learning the Quran, tajweed, and tafsir, they start becoming better Muslims. It depends on the individual. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Among the people whom Allah misguides through the Quran, Quran fasiq, mu'arrid, Quran fasiq in this very ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 26-27, Allah says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ. Those who don't want to fulfill their covenant to Allah. They don't want to pray, they don't want to fast, they forget about the life of them. Then who? الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به. سبحان الله. صلة الرحم. Why, you know why many people are misguided? Simply because they have forgotten their family relations. Allahu Akbar, seriously. I can be a fasiq, na'udhu billah, wicked, a rebellious person against Allah, if I fear my God. If I steal my God with my family members. So it's serious. It's very serious issue, my brothers and sisters. You have to be careful. What you see through that in Allah, and therefore, Silatul Rahim. Severing the bond, severing Silatul Rahim, may lead to mischief on earth. You start doing wrong. Why? Because you have no more. Anyone in the family that tells you, don't do this my son, don't do this my nephew, don't do this my grandson. You have no kabir. And we say, man laysa lahu kabir, laysa lahu tabir. If you have no elderly people in the family, then you have no future. Because you don't listen to the elders. One way why we see so many problems in community, the youth don't want to listen to the elders, don't want to listen to people who have white beard. No more. Long time ago, the youth cannot do anything empty, they go back to the elders and say, uncles, Baji, what do you think? Should I do this or not? Today, no. The youth think they are smart. You are technologically advanced, but you are not smart. You may use the social media better than your father or mother. They don't know how to use the media. They don't know how to use the smartphone. They may use the phone. But that doesn't mean you are smarter than them. At all. And you lack hikmah. Wisdom. And wisdom comes with experience. This is where most of the youth are wrong. So you need always someone to show you and guide you. And this is why Allah wants us to consult the elders. Please don't do things just because you think it's your time. It's their time too. 2016 does not belong only to the youth. It belongs also to whoever is alive. At the same time, I advise the elders to listen to the youth. So it's a higher, it's not one way. The youth have to consult the elders. The elders have to listen to the youth. inshallah, like this, will become strong community. So, Allah at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 26, 27, He said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. I ask the question, those are the losers. Losers when? Losers where? When? After death. And when? On the day of judgment. In Jahannam. So a person may go to Jahannam because of Salatul Rahim. He gave the whole. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those are the losers. So we should be very scared in Aya. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be a loser, Yawma Qiyamah. So what should I do? I should end my relationship with Kamil Ishaq. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, in the two great books of Hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, La yadkhulu al-jannata qati'u rahim. The person who feels his bones will not enter Jannah. Tida Masur Chula. Forget it. Who said this? Me or Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who said this? Rasulullah. Who made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that? Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muhammad, it's me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yadkhulu al-jannata qati'u rahim. Allahu Akbar. So you think your salah will take you to Jannah if you see here the bones? No, we're going to see hadith. More in detail. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Now, what does it mean to join the family? What does it mean? Alhamdulillah, I don't want to fall into this danger here. I want to be careful. I want to mend the relationship. Good. This is what it means. If you have family members who are weak and poor,